When Filarete first saw the ancient equestrian statue in Rome in 1440, there were different views on which emperor depicted it. In the Middle Ages, people generally believed it was Constantine the Great, who raised Christianity to the state religion in the Roman Empire. For that reason alone, this statue escaped being melted down, the fate of many other ancient bronzes. Instead, it was preserved as a memorial in front of the Papal Lateran Palace. Then, in the Renaissance, with a growing interest in antiquity, people realized the rider was not Constantine, but were still not entirely sure which emperor it was. Filarete believed the rider was Emperor Commodus, the son of Marcus Aurelius, but the rider's real identity as Marcus Aurelius was only discovered in 1538, when Pope Paul III had the statue moved to the new square designed by Michelangelo on the Capitoline Hill. For centuries, the equestrian statue formed the centre of the square. In 1997, the original was replaced by a bronze copy. Today, the valuable original is on view in the Capitoline Museum.